Over the last several weeks, first-time congressional candidate Scott Dacey's campaign has flooded the airwaves with ads attacking Walter Jones's voting record.
Jones voted with Pelosi against your tax cut again and again. In fact, Jones votes with Pelosi.
Jones, who's seeking his 13th term in office, has voted out of line with some of President Trump's legislative priorities. He voted against repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act early last year. Last summer, he voted against a bill to dismantle the Dodd-Frank Act's Wall Street regulations. And most recently, he voted against the Republican tax plan. Jones has a reputation for often straying from his party. His campaign spokesman, Doug Raymond, says that's because Jones's votes are in line with what he thinks is best for his district.
When you're willing to say, I'm not up there to serve the Republican Party, I'm not up there to serve the lobbyists that are funneling money through Congress, I'm not up there to serve the establishment, I'm there to serve the people of my district, you're going to have votes like that.
Jones has faced a primary challenger in the last six congressional races. Raymond says Jones's independence has brought on attempts from the Republican establishment to unseat him.
This is Walter Jones's last run for office. But if he ran for another 20 years, every 2 years, they would line up somebody to run against him and they would pour money into it because they just cannot stand having an independent voice there that their money, their lobbying, their influence does not affect. He will vote what is best for the people of Eastern North Carolina as long as it upholds the Constitution. And he's a rare breed in Washington.
Jones's greatest competition in this year's three-way GOP primary race comes from Craven County Commissioner Scott Dacey, whose campaign messaging has centered on Jones's lack of support for many of Trump's legislative priorities. Dacey says that's why he decided to run against Jones.
Our congressman has been voting against the Trump agenda more so than any Republican in the United States House of Representatives. And I believe that this district, which elected Donald Trump by over 23 points, deserves a congressman that reflects its interests rather than somebody who's going to vote against the president of the United States.
The latest campaign finance reports show Dacey, who's a former lobbyist, has outraised Jones by about $56,000. Political scientist at Wake Forest College John Dinan says this race reminds him of the primary election in 2014 when Jones came within 7 points of losing to Taylor Griffin.
This race in 2018, with Scott Dacey being the chief competitor, has all the earmarks of a similar issue in 2018 that we saw in 2014. A very tight race. If anything, Jones has become even less supportive of Republican priorities over the last 4 years, even more so than the last time that voters almost defeated him.
Conservative public policy organization Civitas released a poll in early April that showed Jones leading Dacey by 9 points, with 21% of respondents undecided. No Democrat is running in the 3rd congressional district this year, meaning whoever wins the GOP primary takes the seat. In North Carolina, unaffiliated voters can cast their ballots in either party's primary elections. Early voting ends on May 5th. Primary election day is on May 8th. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.